This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The scandal over the abuse of prisoners in Iraq is spilling over into the presidential campaign. As Democrat John Kerry traveled through Southern California this week, he was planning to talk about his plans for education, but the subject of Iraq was unavoidable. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
John Kerry picked Colton, California, a working-class town 60 miles east of Los Angeles, to premier his education policy. The high school auditorium was packed with students and teachers, all people who had a personal stake in the issue. But when he stepped to the microphone, Kerry said he first had to speak about, quote, the appalling images flashing across the television screens of the world.
I will do everything that I can in my power to repair the damage that this has caused to America, to our standing in the world, and to the ideals for which we stand. This is my promise to our troops, and this is my promise to our nation.
Kerry spoke on the day when President Bush publicly expressed anger that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and other Pentagon officials had kept him in the dark until after the pictures of torture and humiliation became public. John Kerry said it would be different if he were commander-in-chief.
As president, I will not be the last to know what is going on in my command.
It was the second day in a row that Kerry detoured from his focus on education to address the Iraqi prisoner controversy. But after a few moments, he got back to his plan to strengthen education by upgrading teaching and the conditions in the schools. He criticized President Bush and the Republican majority in Congress for underfunding the No Child Left Behind law by as much as $29 billion.
And so we have another federal mandate putting stronger requirements on local communities without the resources, and that's wrong. We cannot do that any longer.
Kerry proposed what he called a new bargain with teachers, a series of proposals that would cost $30 billion over 10 years. The money would come from rolling back President Bush's tax cuts for people making over $200,000. Kerry outlined how he'd attract young adults to teaching and make things better for experienced professionals.
No one can have a lock on the job forever, no matter what. And I believe we need to acknowledge that.
The long and detailed policy speech sounded like sweet music to Patrick Kaler. He's a math teacher from San Bernardino, married to a kindergarten teacher. Between them, he says, they spend nearly $5,000 of their own money buying supplies for their students. So the $5,000 bonus Kerry proposed for math teachers, said Kaler, sounded pretty good.
I could buy state-of-the-art equipment instead of having a computer that's 7 years old in my classroom. I could get my own materials.
Do you realize you're still talking about using the raise that you might get to buy stuff for your class?
You know, but teachers, they'll do it anyway. Teachers will do it anyway.
Kaler was not exactly an innocent bystander. He's a Kerry delegate to the Democratic National Convention. But arguably, the biggest political heavy hitter in the audience was Barbara Kerr, president of the California Teachers Association. Teachers, she said, have been excluded by the Bush administration. She thinks a Kerry administration will at least give them a seat at the table.
I can have a chance to talk to these people and not be shut out.
This was an audience that reveled in the many details of Kerry's education plan. And details, say voters and journalists, is what they want to hear from politicians. But it may be difficult for these details to gain a wider audience at a time when so many Americans are consumed with the painful images coming out of Iraq. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.